Welcome, everybody. This is TCRS, the Coach Road Show. We are live today, as always, brought to you by Swivel Vision Training Goggles. Check them out at www.swivelvision.com and by Softball Spirit Magazine. Check out Softball Spirit Magazine online at softballspirit.us. Coming up on today's show, we will preview the Conference USA Softball Tournament. We'll talk with head coach of Western Kentucky University, Amy Tudor, and at some point in this show, you will hear what a major Division I head coach whose team appeared last year in the Women's College World Series has to say about Western Kentucky University's ace pitcher, Miranda Kramer. This is TCRS, the Coach Road Show.
The camera is going to go on both people. If you're in those big moments and the winning runs on base and they're throwing it, they hit a base to the outfield and it's the center fielder throwing it to the plate. Either the GOAT's going to be the center fielder who missed the throw or the hero throwing them out.
Hey, Coach Mike Lucchese. Coach, welcome to the show. It's always good to have a celebrity in town. Man, welcome to Lafayette. Welcome to Cajun Country. We're glad you're here.
Our game is like a boxing match. We are like two heavyweight, you know, boxers in the ring. You're going to give a blow, but you're going to take one, and you got to give one back. And you just got to stay on your feet until you can get that knockout punch.
If you drink a Yoo-Hoo and you don't like it, I will give you your money back.
And now it's time for your host, Jarrett Rogel.
And we're back here live today on TCRS, the Coach Road Show. Joining me right now to preview the Conference USA Softball Tournament, the head coach of Western Kentucky University, Amy Tudor. Coach, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on, and it was awesome to see you guys play a few weeks ago out in Bowling Green.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be back.
So, Coach, let's jump into this. The first main goal of most programs is to win the regular season conference title. You all did that. A great conference record at 16-5, an overall record this year in the regular season of 31-12. Let's talk expectations first, because every coach has them coming into the season. What were yours, and where do you think this team is now compared to what those expectations were at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, it's our expectations were to come into Conference USA. We were picked fifth preseason, and so a little fire underneath us. And, you know, we expected to win the regular season. And for us, we did our job at the plate and on the mound. And I feel like, you know, that was our first goal, and we met it, and so we're starting season two now.
Coach, let's go into that. You know, looking up and down the bracket, I know you're like me and a lot of coaches are. Numbers really don't matter, but fans like to hear them, so I'll let them know. Some interesting numbers here. When you look at this year's Conference USA tournament bracket, Western Kentucky University against the field is 9-3, and against the side, you are 4-2. Now, of course, you know, a couple teams that you did not play, you did not see UAB, you did not see UTSA, and the Louisiana Tech series was canceled altogether due to weather. It seems like every team this year had at least one series canceled because of weather. But, Coach, let's start with number 8, Charlotte, who you will start the tournament off with on Thursday at 11 a.m., and that will be on the – all these games will be on the Conference USA Digital Network except for the championship. Charlotte just got done playing them. What are some of the things you take out of that Charlotte series that you just had to take into the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how the ball bounced. And, you know, Charlotte, we took 2 of 3. We took 11 innings in our final game. We faced a pitcher that will throw against us for 26 innings. I think we stranded over 20 people on base total in the series, so that's a good number of runners that we left. So the bad is we didn't put them through in the final game, but we took our 11 innings and had bases loaded twice and just couldn't push that run across. I just feel like we just need to string a few together. She's a good little pitcher on the mound, and we need to – just make a few little adjustments against her.
So, Coach, let's talk strategically batting-wise. Other than being able to get the ball in play and move those runners across, you know, what were some of the things that you all talked about after that Charlotte series, specifically batting-wise?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, some of our the balls that we hit were hard shots, and they just didn't fall into the holes, and that's just kind of how the game goes sometimes. But we're focusing on getting our pitch and hitting what we want to hit, not so much what the pitcher wants to throw. And that's what we need to do at the plate, and, you know, not change much, but also play a little small ball. I think that will be helpful. We do have some speed in the lineup, so, you know, we're going to throw it all out there.
So, Chris, I talked about earlier the record versus the field. Really quick, Coach, let me run down the other matchups. So Western Kentucky will open up Thursday on the Conference USA Digital Network at 11 a.m. against Charlotte. Number 4 UAB and number 5 Marshall will play at approximately 1:30. Number 2 Florida Atlantic, number 7 North Texas will play at approximately 4 p.m. in game 3. And then game 4 will be number 3 UTSA against number 6 Louisiana Tech at approximately 6:30. And anybody listening to previous shows with me of conference tournaments, you guys know I'm saying approximately because, Coach, you know as well as I do, these games never run on schedule when you get in the tournament.
No, I mean, they never do. So we're just going to play when we're supposed to play, and that's about it.
And I do want to let everybody know, too, the championship game for Conference USA Tournament is scheduled for Saturday, May 9th. It will be at noon on CBS Sports. So make sure you guys are tuning in to that as well. But Coach, let's take a look at the rest of this field. You know, two teams that really stick out to me. One is obviously number 2, Florida Atlantic. You know, legendary head coach, great coaching staff. They've been able to do a whole lot this year, coming in at number 2. And then number 5, Marshall. You know, Coach Stanton is, I think, one of the best coaches in the country. So when you look down the rest of the field here, what are your thoughts on some of these first-round matchups?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, both of those coaches you mentioned have done a great job at both of their programs. And I have no doubt they'll have their teams prepared, ready to play their best. You know, I'm not sure if we'll get Marshall or UAB, but first we have to take care of Charlotte. And so as a coach, you definitely see the field and look at it and see what you did against them. But, you know, we primarily focus on Charlotte right now, figuring out how we can score more than 3 earned runs against their pitcher. And I think it is a tough field. FAU wouldn't meet us until the championship game if we were to meet them anywhere because they're on the opposite side of the bracket. But, you know, both coaches are done a tremendous job there, and Marshall has some great hitters, and I would say FAU has the best pitching staff in the league.
Well, I know there's some people that would argue that last comment about pitching staff. Your pitcher, Miranda Kramer, now has a Conference USA record 8 pitcher of the week, passing up ECU's Tony Paisley and Southern Miss's Courtney Blades, also throwing her 3rd no-hitter, which is a single-season WKU record. Now, Coach, there is, and we're going to play it right now, Coach, there is a major Division I college head coach that was in, that took her team last year to the Women's College World Series that has some thoughts about not only your program as a whole, but about your ace pitcher, Miranda Kramer. I want to play this, get your thoughts on the other side.
Glad that Coach Tudor's not in our conference because that Kramer kid they have can flat out deal. You know, I think she goes out there and she keeps dealing and she gives her team a chance to win ball games against some of the best teams in the country. And whoever runs into her in a regional is going to have a tough one because she's the real deal. So anyone out there get a chance to see Western Kentucky play, they're going to witness something that's probably got 15, 20 games less than her here. But, you know, even when she gets to the pro league, she's going to be a lot of fun to watch. She was fun to compete against when she was out here.
And, of course, that was Florida State Seminole head coach Lonnie Alameda. So, Coach, would you welcome an opportunity, if it ever came around, to jump over to the ACC with this Lady Hilltopper squad?
Well, I think that's high praise and obviously very appreciative of Coach Alameda's comments for this program. You know, we're in Conference USA, and that's where we're focused right now. And, you know, Miranda Kramer gives us a chance to win every game that we play. And when I talk about the best pitching staff. I obviously think we have the best pitcher in Conference USA. She's proven herself, and we're glad she's on our team.
So, Coach, you know, kind of take a little bit more look at some of these. Obviously, UAB and Marshall, you don't know who you will get between those games after you all take care of Charlotte. So between UAB and Marshall, which team, and of course, again, you did not play UAB yet this year, which of those teams do you feel that you would match up better against in a tournament such as this?
You know, I think that's a pretty difficult question. We haven't played UAB. UAB since postseason, as has Marshall. UAB's went the farthest in our league, I think, to my knowledge, recently, a few years ago, making it to Super Regionals. So I think both coaches run great programs and will have their teams prepared. And, you know, like I said before, we got to get through Charlotte before we can even start to look at those two programs.
So, Coach, let's go to your pitching now, and specifically against Charlotte. Obviously, you know that defensively your team can do what they need to do. What conversations did you have with your ace pitcher, Miranda Kramer, after this past series against Charlotte?
Yeah, I mean, she's just got to continue doing what she's doing. You know, she can't control the runs that we are providing or not providing from the plate. You know, she's focused on her job and her job only. And then also to be a great supportive teammate, which she's done all year. And that's basically our conversations and little adjustments along the way are being made. But, you know, there's not a lot to really change at this point. She's been so dominant that, you know, and she continues to work hard and continues to try to get better.
Coach, your team, one of the things that teams always look at when they go into postseason, and, you know, I'll compare this year's Lady Hilltoppers team to last year's FSU team, is in the fact that this year you have the most veteran team coming into postseason, as did FSU last year. And this year they're a very, very young team. So from a mental standpoint, coaching-wise, knowing that you have this veteran team, how does that help you going into postseason?
Well, I think it helps a lot. We have 8 seniors that have had postseason play, maybe a few of them in different uniforms. But, you know, we have that experience. They know what it takes to win. They know how focused and how disciplined you have to be and how smart you have to be in these games, because everyone's going to put out their best effort. And we're aware of that.
At the same time, when you take this team and, you know, obviously going in, you know, it is going to be almost, you know, a very, I don't know how I want to say this, but obviously automatic bids are, you know, in there for conference tournament champions. After that, it really is up to that committee that's in that room locked away, and RPI rankings used, but without that automatic bid, nobody is really safe. So how much do you, you know, talk to your team about, hey, we need to get in here, we need to take care of business right now, we can't leave this up to anybody else other than ourselves?
Yeah, that's our primary focus. You know, coming out of Conference USA, our second goal is to win the tournament, and has been from the very beginning. You know, I think we put ourselves in a good position against some great teams out there, and some we came through on, and some, you know, we lost by one run. It's a little heartbreaking, but also very hopeful of how close we are to breaking over to the other side. So I feel like, you know, our focus is to win the tournament. That's all we can control, and that's what we're focused on. Charlotte game one.
Coach, want to remind everybody really quick again, your first round game will be 11 a.m. this Thursday, May 7th. Again, it will air on the Conference USA Digital Network, as will all the games up until the championship game Saturday, May 9th, which will be at noon on CBS Sports. Coach, any closing comments you have about the tournament?
We're going to put our best effort out there, and, you know, we're going to ride number two so we can ride her and use our veteran seniors to push us through. And we got some I think we got a lot of fight left in us, and we're excited to go play.
Coach, we wish you all the best, and, you know, we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you all play in regionals and have that chance to continue your season after this week. And I guess our only closing comment, I'll say the same thing I told Coach Alameda yesterday. Save me a T-shirt.
You got it. Just let me know your size.
I will do that. This has been TCRS, the Coach Roadshow with our preview of the Conference USA softball tournament. And make sure you guys follow WKU Softball on Twitter. The link is there on the show description. You can also find out information about Coach Tudor softball camps. We got a link up there as well to that. Make sure you guys follow Blake and Abby on Twitter. Their Twitter account is TCRS Show. That's TCRS Show. And, again, you can follow me on Twitter, at Coach Rogel. That's Coach R-O-G-O-L. Until next time, later times, everybody.